Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tito. May you please provide me your zip code for me to further assist you?
80727.
Okay, just give me 1 second. And whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name's Connie Tops.
Yes, ma'am. For security purposes, may you please verify your shipping address?
What?
For security purposes, may you please verify your shipping address?
17080 County Road 38, Post Office Box 190, Eckley, Colorado.
Yes, ma'am, and I do see back on the 12th of September, you placed in your 14-day free trial of our Go Keto, which is a great product, reduces appetite, increases metabolism, and it gets rid of the bodies of toxins, ma'am. It was a 14-day trial. You had to give us a call back within the 14 days, letting us know you want to cancel. Otherwise, you're going to be billed in full amount for the product, ma'am. How can I assist
you? Well, I'm going to cancel that. I didn't realize all that. Oh. I thought it was free.
Man, what I can do is offer you a 30-day free trial and offer you 35% discount on any future charges.
I don't want to buy anything.
What about a 50% discount on any future charges, man?
Pardon me?
How about I offer you a 75% discount on any future charges, man?
No, I don't want any of it.
Okay, man, what I'm going to do is get you canceled out. Just give me 1 second.
I don't want the $95 and the $99 taken off my card.
Oh, man, when you signed up on the 12th, you signed up for a 14-day free trial. Within the 14 days, you had to give us a call back to cancel your trial. Otherwise, you're going to be billed in full for the subscription, the order that you received, ma'am.
Oh, I didn't want that.
Ma'am, when you placed in the order, it was under the terms
and
conditions,
ma'am. It didn't say nothing to me about a 14-day trial.
Man, when you place in the order, you take the boxes under the terms and conditions, man. What I can do is get you canceled out where you won't receive any future charges, but every charge that you receive so far, it is a valid charge, man.
I don't want it. I want it taken off my card.
Ma'am, I'm unable to refund you any money, but I could get you canceled out for any future charges, ma'am.
I don't want the product.
Talk to his boss.
I don't want the money taken off my card. I'm calling you as soon as I found out anything about this. I didn't have no clue of this.
Yes, ma'am. We've been trying to charge you since the 28th of September. And I've always declined, ma'am. We took out the money today. It was after the 15th day, you'll bill the full amount for the product, ma'am. Unfortunately, I'm unable to refund you, but I have you canceled out. We won't receive any future charges, ma'am. Do you want your cancellation number?
I don't want to be charged for something I don't want.
Ma'am, you already received the product, ma'am. When you ordered,
no, I did not. I have not received anything.
Ma'am, you received the product on the 23rd of September, ma'am.
I have not received any of your product.
Talk to his fucking boss. Don't talk to some fucking nigger. Talk to a boss.
Ma'am, you and your husband I'm giving you a warning. Do not use any derogatory language towards me. I'm going to have to disconnect this call.
In the mail. I did not order this.
Ma'am, I'm unable to refund you any money, ma'am, due to you signing the terms and conditions, ma'am.
I did not sign anything.
You signed the terms and conditions when you checked the box, ma'am. What I'm going to do,
I
have you cancel. I have you cancel. When
you're
you said
not,
I am
you're
18.
You're not understanding me. I did not accept the box.
Ma'am, when it says to place the order, say I am 18 or older.
I have not received anything from you people. I don't even know what you are.
You did you place a, did you pay for shipping and handling for a keto? Go
no,
keto?
I did not. Not that I know of.
Ma'am, I do see where you charged back for the shipping and handling, ma'am. Do you recall authorizing that charge?
I did not order anything.
Is there anyone else in your household could have ordered this product without your knowledge, ma'am?
Not that I know of.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to cancel out the account and transfer you to our fraud department so they can begin the investigation to see who used your card without any authorization. I just want to make you aware we take credit card fraud very seriously and we will prosecute anyone who placed an order against you without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure you don't recall authorizing that charge for shipping and handling. But, ma'am, I have you canceled out to where you won't receive any future charges, ma'am. I'm going to get you transferred over to our fraud department, ma'am. And
okay. Hello.
Oh, I'm still here. Can you transfer it over? Give me one more second.